enjoying the audio? Catch the full visual experience of this episode on our YouTube channel, Grandma's Pillbox. See you there.
It ain't nothing like a fist full of cash or a blitz full of the hash that twists like a moustache from end to end, spread it like a rash from talking through your Walkman or at your disco bash.
Welcome back to Grandma's Pillbox, episode 49. We're one away from 50, guys.
One away!
Thanks everybody who's been watching. Thanks everybody who tuned in to our last episode. Let us know what you thought about the disc golf podcast.
And while you're down there in the comments, like, subscribe to the channel, check out the new merch that just released not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Black hoodie. Well, you can get in any color. I was debating getting the beige.
Black, beige, gray. I'm going to do a little bit of live audio. I'm a little loud. Black, beige, gray. Black, beige, and two tones of gray.
Yeah.
So, and those were all the colors that I thought it looked decent in and kind of matches our branding a little bit. Purple was another thought, but
I don't think it would look good.
I don't think it would either. Yeah, I'm excited. I've got mine coming in the mail beginning of December. How Bonfire works is they do batches, so whenever the next person orders, I think it'll start up another batch, and it'll give people 7 days to order from that. So say you order today, it'll print a week after you order it, and then it'll probably take another week to deliver it to you.
Okay.
So if you do it soon, you'll probably get it right around Christmas time.
So if any of you are looking for Christmas gifts, this is a perfect one to get.
Mm-hmm.
GPB hoodie. Everyone that gets it will love it. And their brains will get 2 times bigger.
Yes, they will. Their brains, their muscles, everything.
Some upcoming episodes to look forward to. We discussed it a little bit on the last one, but episode 50 will be an interview with a special friend of Liam's.
Yeah. Friend of the program, Matthew Miller.
TikToker.
Yep.
I'm in the process of hitting up our boy Check, seeing if we can get him back on. Might be a Zoom cast, we'll see. Just in terms of convenience and, yeah, maybe a finance episode if we actually prep.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, I do want to get Michael Clark. Mike and Momo DG on Instagram. I'd love to get him on the podcast. And yeah, I mean, there's, as we keep recording, there's going to be people that we can get on and stuff, and mm-hmm. It's going to be great. But yeah, for today's episode,
we're going to keep it short and sweet, not too long. Just mm-hmm. Get 49 out there.
Yeah.
Make sure we're reaching out to the audience.
Exactly.
With our content.
Yeah, keeping that content going. It's before we get into that first thing, it's crazy how like what daily posting, how you see the growth, and then when you don't post, everything's just stagnant. Like, especially at our level right now, there's not much like residual growth going on. Like, I saw that we were at 141 subs now, which I think is a little up from last time I looked, but really it's when you're got those consistent uploads is when you see those big spikes. So it's kind of motivating to like keep working. And
I mean, our boy Full Court Press, we already said it again, he's at like 300 something subs.
Mm-hmm.
Live update, something happened.
Spotted
GPB
and SKB
hoodie. Oh, let's go. Producer just bought one live. That's crazy.
Full Court Press with his daily uploads.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone from 240 to 300 something subs.
Fast.
So, yeah, the power of the grind.
Power of the grind. It really does, dude. It really does.
Just gotta find that niche, stick to it, grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, this weekend,
you saw some WWE action.
Oh my god.
At the Allstate Arena.
At the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, I went to Friday Night SmackDown. And I also went to Survivor Series on Saturday, one of the longest running pay-per-view events in WWE history. It's right up there with WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble. This has been going on since like the 80s, yo. And it was just such a spectacle. Like, it gave me vibes of, like, a Ringling Brothers traveling circus mixed with Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I'll explain why.
Sure.
And I'll explain why. The, like, just the perfection that they have, like, with their branding and their marketing, they have it so dialed in. Their lights, their music, their sound, the way that they have their Titantrons for, like, different guys walking in, is just so dialed in. It looks awesome. And when you combine that with how passionate, like, the WWE universe is, how they know all these different chants, and they know when to boo, when to cheer, and stuff like that. That's the crowd interaction is what gave me the vibes of Rocky Horror. And then just the amount, like, the crazy spectacle.
Well, I think it's still different. I think that's just, like, a whole universe. Like, when you go to a Marvel showing,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, let's say, like, Spider-Man or Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
Like, every person in that theater is gonna... Well, they don't know what to do, but, like, they're so entranced into the shit. They're, like, they'll cheer, they'll,
yeah.
whatever, clap. But with WWE is, like, you have all these rivalries going on, you know... Know the story about each person going out there in the arena.
Yeah.
Like, when Goldberg goes out there, you suck.
Kurt Angle. Goldberg is one of the greatest, one of the most badass entertainers in WWE history,
mm-hmm.
with his entrance. I'll show you that later, but it was just awesome, especially with how good the wrestlers were at. When the crowd was getting a little quiet and maybe they were losing interest in the match, the face wrestlers, the good guys, would look to the crowd and start trying to hype up the crowd, or they'd do a certain move to try and energize the crowd. Like, those guys are just, like, so in tune with the audience.
Did you get to see Logan Paul?
No.
What?
I didn't. He wasn't there. So the pay-per-views have a mix of the Raw roster and the SmackDown roster. And usually, depending on whatever storyline's going on, those guys will be at that upcoming pay-per-view. So for this pay-per-view, it was Survivor Series, like I was saying, and they were competing in a match called War Games.
Mm-hmm.
And the essence of War Games, it is two rings side by side with a Hell in the Cell cage that's, like, double wide to fit around it. Two guys start, it's teams of five, two guys start, and every 3 minutes, someone from one team enters in. So it starts off on a one-on-one, and then it's a two-on-one, then it's a two-on-two, then it's a three-on-two, then it's a three-on-three. And you keep going until all five people are in the ring. And it's just carnage this whole time. It's like half an hour of the guys just beating each other up. And then when that last guy enters the ring, the bell rings, and whoever scores the first pinfall is the winning team.
Hmm.
It's just carnage, it's mayhem. Guys are jumping off the top with trash cans. Guys are throwing each other through tables. It was awesome. It was so cool. And, like, seeing those guys in person, they are so big. And just them running full speed and hitting each other is so brutal in person. It's, oh my gosh. Like, the ring is actually pretty bouncy. And they have speakers up next to the ring, so anytime something happens on the ring, it
yeah,
plays really loud. But when guys are, like, trucking each other, like, shoulder trucking or, like, clothesline, you can't really fake that. And they're just, like, 250-pound guys running full speed at each other. And they're kind of taking the blow, but they're also kind of just nailing each other.
But this goes back to your statement. It besides the Rocky Horror aspect, it felt like a traveling circus.
Yeah.
Like, this is a traveling circus taken to the extreme.
To the extreme,
you know? Like, they know how to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is obviously some parts to it where you can't fake. I think there's been some famous, like, injuries,
mm-hmm.
right?
For sure. Always is.
Who got, like, a bad concussion or, like, something to the head trauma? And then they just continued.
There's a few guys that, like, will go through bad injuries and just keep fighting on.
But you know, I've never confirmed if this actually happened or I just made it up, but when I was with my friends paying attention to WWE, the Undertaker, I thought died.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he like died.
Yeah.
And then we were watching a match and I see him come out of the coffin. I was like, holy shit. Just cue the music, like,
yeah.
Dung.
Dung.
I was fucking pogging out for that.
How old were you?
I think this was middle school.
Middle school.
Maybe like 12, 13 years old.
Man, they're so 50 years of like that style of entertainment, they are just black belts at it. They're like fifth degree black belts. They are the greatest of all time.
I would play the video games.
Mm-hmm.
They're just called WWE, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot on what, some PlayStation or whatever, but my friends and I would get together like every weekend to like just have like a gaming session of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one game mode that was just freaking ridiculous. I forgot what it was called, where you have like just 10 or you just have, like, you have a whole load of people in the like the ring.
Uh-huh.
Right away,
and then you've got to throw them over the top rope.
Yeah
That's probably a battle royale.
Yeah, like, oh wow.
Yeah,
battle royale has come a long way.
It has, dude.
Since then, but,
yep.
That was like
Fortnite.
The most ludicrous like game mode to play, and it was always so fun
because
I would pick like Triple H or just like someone's like stupid.
Yeah.
Massive
returns also happened last night. Like Hayden and I probably will never have to go to a live WWE show again because it was the greatest show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We there was like rumors that it was said that Randy Orton was going to return after like 4 or 5 months of being injured. It gets to the point where the last guy from the War Games is supposed to come in and Randy's nowhere to be found, and then the music hits and it's not Randy, it's one of the team members of the opposing team, and she's running in, she's like laughing and like trying to basically joke that Randy's not there. And she's about to get to the ring. She's about to do something. And then Orton's music hits. And the entire crowd just erupted. It was the loudest thing I've ever been. I almost lost my voice. And Randy comes in. And he just lays out people. And he hits an RKO. And everybody's nobody's crying. But like everybody was on the verge of tears. So happy.
Everyone's breaking down.
And then they do this crazy spot. A spot is like a truly choreographed part of the match where like something crazy is going to happen. They do this crazy spot where this guy is 25 feet up on top of the cage. He gets thrown off and Randy Orton catches him midair with an RKO. Bro.
That's
bro.
Crazy. That's crazy.
I will have to show you this video. He catches him midair with an RKO and just the crowd goes wild. That was like the finishing sequence. So then they pin him, fight's over. I think there was like a few more finishers that were done by other guys, but fight's over. The crowd's cheering, the crowd's clapping. Everybody on like the winning team, all like the face guys, the good guys, which was good to see. They all were like hands up with each other and like clapping each other. And then, CM Punk.
Oh wow.
Music hits. CM Punk's music hits. And he, oh my god, dude. The levels, the roof was literally blown off the place.
Literally.
Hayden and I were jumping up and down, like arms around each other, screaming. It was amazing.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then CM Punk kind of just like walked out. The crowd gave him his love. He wasn't wearing any ring gear, so then he kind of just like said hi to the crowd and then walked out. I don't know what they're going to do with him. He's almost like 50 now. So I hope he doesn't wrestle because he's not really in shape to wrestle. I hope he does like a manager role or something like that. Or maybe like he does like one more feud where he wrestles. Just the last ride for CM Punk. But dude, like, I'll show you videos of it. The crowd went pretty easy. And Chicago's notorious for having a great crowd. So it was an awesome show to go to. But yeah, if you ever could, they're doing like another Raw in March in Chicago. Like the Monday night show, the Friday night show, they were just nothing compared to this pay-per-view. It was awesome. I really got nothing more to say. Like, I'm kind of still like living off that high from yesterday. Literally, like, I was just going back today and just rewatching the pop from the crowd just injected straight into my veins. That feeling just injected straight in.
The crowd energy that you get being in a stadium with, like, how many people? Is it Allstate?
Allstate? Good question. I imagine like 26,000.
Yeah, 26,000. That's huge.
Sorry, looking it up real quick. Allstate Arena seating, 18,500. Every single seat was packed. Every single one.
This past weekend, Celia and I saw Napoleon.
You guys saw it?
Yeah.
How was it?
Not as good as,
no,
as we hyped it up to be.
No.
I fell asleep at the end.
No, you didn't.
I was pretty sleepy, but like I was like, okay, I'm going to do my best to stay up and watch it. But literally, like, it was not focusing so much on the war aspect of him, but more of, like, his simpy aspect.
His simping for Josephine?
Yeah, because the whole movie just focused on his love for Josephine. And it had some pretty badass, like, war scenes. But, mm-hmm. like, from the trailer, you would get the sense that it was about war. But
yeah.
they sped through his whole, like, timeline really quickly. And it was, like, 2.5 hours. Honestly, I think it needs to be 4 hours to, like, be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it felt really short. And from the research that we've done, I thought they missed out on a whole bunch of opportunities.
Mm.
Or he might have edited it out to keep the time short.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't that, like, interested. It was just boring.
Oh, man, that's...
It looked great and everything, but, like...
The visuals were great, but the story was just not...
Like...
Did it help that we had done that research before?
It kind of helped because, like, I just knew, like, where stuff was going to go. I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay, he's part of the consulate. He's going to become emperor soon. And then it was, like, a suggestion by one of his advisors to be emperor. But then I was thinking, like, wasn't he getting, like, assassination attempts? And then he thought of the idea to be emperor. So I'm like, oh, did they just... Was I misinformed or did they just, like, play around with that idea?
Mm.
Or... They didn't mention how Josephine, like, faked having his baby.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't play around with that concept.
Did they talk about the cuck that was, like, Josephine's man?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, it was all... he opened the newspaper and it was, like, a cartoon drawing of her and another... With another man. It was a funny drawing. And then there's, like, a scene. I don't know. It was, like, normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then a split second, it cuts to him... giving Josephine back shots.
Oh, shit.
like a dog humping the chair. It was pretty... Like, when you look at the reviews for the movie, people call it a comedy. And I saw it as, like, a rom-com drama. And I think if it was... I don't like the comedic aspect of it. I would have liked a romantic drama instead. If it was, like, drawn out to a longer... like time,
yeah,
because then they could play, because some scenes felt really rushed, and then he just, like, went on the first war with Russia and the Austrian army, you know, where he, like, shot the cannonballs into the ice.
Yeah,
like, they dragged that out for so long, and then, like, all the other wars were, like, his Egyptian campaign was, like, 5 minutes maybe.
No.
Like,
oh, man.
I don't know. It just, like I said, I was disappointed and I fell asleep at the... Like, I was, like, staying up. I closed my eyes because I was like, I don't need a watch to pay attention. Like, I can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the next second, the credits are rolling. I'm like, why did I miss the ending? It was all right, though.
So, would you recommend that I go see it?
No. I mean, you could go see it.
Yeah.
Fun, but...
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. I am going to go see it, because, I don't know, I enjoyed doing that Napoleon research, and it got me hyped up for it, so...
I think you'll get some satisfaction out of it just seeing it, but in the end, you'll be like, I think that could have been better.
Is the four-hour cut available anywhere?
Probably won't be soon. We'll see. I mean, everyone's like, oh, release the director's cut, but it's not like, I don't know if it's confirmed. I got the AMC subscription too, so that gives you 3 free movies every week. So since there's
part
a lot
of the fun budget,
I mean, for $22
a month,
and if you're going to the movies,
with how much you and Celia go, I mean that sounds like a no brainer.
Well, just after 3 movies, you get way more of your money, like
bang
for buck.
Yeah.
Because like usually they're $13,
mm-hmm.
or if it's a IMAX or whatever screening, it's $19 per ticket. And with $22, I see, for example, 3 IMAX movies. For $22, I see a total worth of like $36 or $40 of movies.
Love it.
I like movies too, so I feel like it's worth it to go and see them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds well worth it for you guys.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, fun budget.
Yeah, of course.
How's that? I'm literally not buying anything else, so I'm just like, fuck it. Whatever.
How's that been with kind of like deciding on hobbies and just like where to spend your fun budget? And
we can transition to like Black Friday, Cyber Monday stuff.
Yeah.
I got an electric toothbrush. It was on sale.
Heck yeah.
So
which brand was it?
Oral-B.
Oral-B.
It was... I don't know. I've never had an electric toothbrush. I was just like, fuck it. Let me just get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got these thermals because it's going to be a cold week coming up. So I need to be warm for work.
Yeah.
And got an electric tea kettle.
Ooh.
So we don't have to, like, we've been microwaving the water,
mm-hmm.
but you can, like, just have the tea kettle, and it comes with the, I don't know what it's called, but you put the tea bags or the tea leaves in the middle, and it, like, soaks.
Wow.
Steeper.
Steeper, okay.
Steeper. We have live,
we have a live producer here
live
today
intern.
Who's helping us. Thank you.
Intern Chris.
So how was that feeling? Was there any sort of, like, emotional, kind of like, ugh?
Put it on credit and then I pay it off later. But I still put it in the budget and I'm like, I'm fine.
Okay, that's good.
Because in terms of subscriptions, I only get Spotify and AMC now. I don't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to fix my car up. That's been pretty annoying. Changed out the trans fluid and then it wouldn't shift at all for a little bit. I was like mad. Check the levels. It was just low on fluid, so I filled it up this morning. Put some. I went to the store, also bought this additive. You add it to the transmission fluid, and it's supposed to help grip the transmission to the clutch.
Mm.
So now my car drives nice. I was a little worried that I'd need to get a new car or spend way too much money on buying a new transmission.
Yeah.
Bought like $80 worth of groceries that I was like fine with that. It just goes into the needs and
yes. Dude, it's so freeing. I love to hear that. It's so freeing.
I've been researching crypto stuff. I need to talk with my boy Full Court Press, formerly known as Crypto Hoops.
Because
I don't know, it seems like a lot of people don't like Coinbase because it's like a bank. So I'm wondering if I can figure out some other way to own crypto because I want to try to put money into that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I mean, if you're surprised or not surprised, that's all I got for Black Friday.
That's a little bit surprising to me. I expected not as much as that.
I mean, I literally scrolled through Amazon for like 10 minutes. I'm like, no, I don't want that. No, don't need that. Don't need that. That'd be fine, but don't need that.
So you didn't go in with a plan. You just scrolled until you saw something. You're like, oh, wait.
I kind of thought like, oh, I've been thinking about thermals. And I'm like, okay, it's on sale. I'll get it.
Good idea.
And then the toothbrush, I just saw it like when I was scrolling. And I was like, okay. By the way, scrolling, do you know like Amazon has like a...
like a short form type thing?
Kind of. Like, people make ads for Amazon products, ads, whatever, and it's like you can view it in short form. When I saw that, I was like, this is ridiculous, man. Imagine someone's like 6-year-old child scrolling through the Amazon shorts.
Hold up, and then there's just a buy it now button right there.
There is.
Literally just dunk, 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 dunk.
Did you expect me to get nothing?
Yeah, I did.
I expected that too, but I mean, me and Celia wanted an electric tea kettle because we like tea. I have like a giant box of tea that we need to go through.
What flavor?
Fucking tons. Green tea, orange tea, grapefruit. Fucking. My mom got
black
her
tea.
No. Maybe some black tea. Just like 200 different types of tea. Not different, but like, you know, total.
Yeah.
Quantity. I've got like tea leaves from Lithuania. All sorts of different things. And then we have like thyme and some other plant in our garden, so you can take stuff out of there and use it as tea.
Mmm.
It makes for some pretty delicious tea.
That's awesome. The natural stuff. Do you have to dry it out before you can throw it in the water?
Nah. You can, but just throw it in.
Real quick, I'll go over what I got for Black Friday, but for your transmission, if your car can't go to the next gear, are you capped out at like a certain speed you can go?
Well, it depends. I have an old car. Let's just, you know, in the initial, like when you put it in drive, you just take your foot off the brake, it goes by itself.
Yeah.
For me, it just wouldn't go. It would just like be stuck. So then I would go on the gas and the RPM would go up, but it's not catching, so it's just like sitting still.
Oh, so it wouldn't drive at all?
No, it drove a little bit, and I was like, this is fucked. So I turn around, and my street's kind of uphill, so like I'm trying to go, and I'm just rolling backwards.
Oh no. Was this before work?
No, this is all this weekend.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Damn. But now it's all figured out, so
good.
I'll be able to go to work.
Yeah, the Camry lives to see another day.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, because my friends were talking to me, they're like, you need a truck. You're working, you need a truck. I was like, that sounds cool. But I just don't want to spend the money on that if I have a perfectly good car.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you become a truck guy, you become the person everybody calls when they're moving. Which, I don't know if you're okay with that or not, but...
I don't care.
That's good. I've heard a lot of people say, I don't want a truck for that specific reason, is to not help out friends when they need help. Which is madness to me. Which is madness.
Yeah.
Myself for Black Friday, you got something? What do you got? Come over here. You don't want to be on camera? Why?
She's not allowed to be.
Well, this doesn't go too far. Here. Talking to the silver. Producer.
The quote from Bombafa, you don't need audio if you can feel what was said.
Oh, shit. So true. Disaster just struck, guys. Disaster. But we're stoic. We're stoic individuals, so we don't let that get to us, and we continue on with the pod. We will be using iPhone audio.
I mean...
And now that we don't need a mic, Kate, go on with your story.
Nope.
Okay. Black Friday for me.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I got some vitamin B. Some just.
I should have got some vitamins. I didn't
some
think
vitamins.
About that.
I got vitamins. I got the thing that we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got a jujitsu gi.
Like a new one?
A new one.
Oh, I've seen a new one. Wouldn't mm-hmm. get it used. Mm-hmm. Nice. Any reason? Or like you just wanted like a
newer I needed new ones. Kate, they can hear you because the mic's right there.
Yeah, whispering doesn't help. You're closer, so the whispering
they'll hear you for help. Sure.
New gi, how much does that go for?
Usually the low level stuff is about like $100.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you can go anywhere from like 80 to 100 is like the low line, but this one was half off, so $50. So it was a deal I felt like I had to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think eventually I'll want to have like 3 or 4 to rotate through. Because every time after you wear them, you have to wash them. And you can't dry them, so you have to air dry them. So if I want to train twice in a day, or if I want to train even 24 hours separated, sometimes it's not fully dried from air drying. So having two, I think, is a must. Having 3 and even 4 will just be like, just because I'm addicted. It's like buying a bunch of disc golf discs.
Mm-hmm.
Having like 100 disc golf, you don't need that, but you just get addicted to the hobby.
Yeah.
It's a fun hobby.
This is funny and sad at the same time, but
mm-hmm.
Celia's making a whole bunch of like holiday gift purchases at the same time as like buying herself some stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're driving and she's like looking at something in the car and she's like, should I get this? I was like, you budgeted it out, you can just get it, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't I'm not gonna influence your decision.
Yeah.
And she's like, I get purchasing anxiety in front of you because you don't spend any money and I've been buying all these gifts.
Oh.
And
that sounds familiar.
I'm like, I'm sorry you feel that way, but
mm-hmm.
I told her my thoughts is like, you have this budgeted out, you're not like spending into debt, so fucking do what you want.
Exactly. And that's where that freeing feeling I keep mentioning is coming from.
Yeah, I just paralyzed by freedom. I'm not buying anything, but I have the freedom to do so.
Yeah,
honestly, it's just like we went out today and just got some Panera afterwards and I didn't think twice about it, so I'm glad I have that. But like I don't know what to say. I just like I'd like to have that money there to do what I want
for sure.
But our garage is a mess, and I want to turn it into like a woodworking kind of place. So I might throw some money at that. We're looking into like an Alaska trip, like 6-7 months down the line.
Ooh.
Tickets aren't too bad, so like save up for that.
Yeah, what are we talking for tickets? Round trip.
Depends where you go, but I think like $500 round trip.
Oh, what?
But if you're going to like some really remote or far places, goes upwards to like $2,000.
Oh.
But that, it like, the $500 is like an 8-hour flight, like, trip, while the ones that are at $2,000, like, whole trip is like 34 hours. So I think that includes layover, probably.
Yeah. Because you probably can't take big commercial jets.
No.
So you'd have
Definitely
to
not.
Fly into like Juneau, say, and then take a smaller
mm-hmm.
into a smaller, and then take an even smaller.
I think it's just 2 stops, so
just 2.
You probably like stop at some, I don't know, Anchorage or some whatever high, bigger Alaskan city airport, and then you take like a smaller plane to the farther away place. The reason me and Silly want to go, for me mainly, is they got a national forest there called Tongass, and it's the farthest north rainforest in the world.
Whoa. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, it's so wet over there, and so you can consider it a rainforest, kind of like the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
And it's got some insane nature over there. And but with like climate warming up, I don't know how stable it's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see it as early as I can.
Dude, it is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that glacier.
It's amazing.
I feel like I've seen that clip, like that image, so much. Like, that's so iconic.
It's a big strip of land between Alaska and Seattle, like that area.
Oh, yeah.
That's just like, that's where it is.
Interesting.
So I think you go into it on the Alaskan side from top down, and then you go into it, I think.
And would you guys travel the whole thing, like from north to south, and just make your way back to the U.S.? Well, no, if you're flying there.
I have no clue. I think I got to do more research, but probably it's just like you fly there, get into a hotel, and then, yeah, I don't know. I need to ask you later off the pod or whatever how you rented a car.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah, former Enterprise rental car employee right here. Yep.
Maybe it's the connection.
Yep, that's me right here. So, if you got any questions, you just hit me up.
Yeah, either rent a car to go down there, or I'm sure take an Uber or a bus to get to the place.
Yeah, it's no Europe with like the public transit, but dude, Alaska, for all I know, could be very similar to like Romania.
I think that's cap.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what that means. I say that because I've been watching videos of guys train surf across Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they put together like these hour-long collages of them doing like a week-long train surf. And it's like a pretty cinematically filmed... They film it to be pretty cinematic. And they are just like surfing through like Poland and Latvia and Lithuania and... Recently in Africa, they went through Morocco, and they're just like always taking public trans, and like you're familiar with the European public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if that is also available up in Alaska.
It could be, for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
yeah, I mean, this,
that's just like an idea. Like, I'd rather save up for that than like spend $400 for myself on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just the way I see it. Because I don't need that much besides, like, if I want to go all in on a hobby.
Yeah.
But
I will say this. Someone that was at the Thanksgiving party today made the... had the opinion that it's not worth it to go on trips because bad things can happen and they can ruin the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So the main reason that was said was when we went to Hawaii... Anna and Owen both had the flu while we were flying there.
Yeah.
They healed up like halfway through the trip, and then my mom caught COVID at the beginning. So she was pretty much unable to do anything the whole trip. So that's when he said, that's why I don't go on trips, is because bad things can happen.
Okay.
So my question to you is, do you think that dropping like $400 on Amazon, like you were just saying, would be better to spend your money on than a trip because there's the possibility that bad things can happen and ruin the trip?
Okay, I don't know. What if I spend money on a toothbrush and it explodes while I use it? Like, that's a bad thing, but you don't fucking think of it.
Sure.
I spend, clarification from the intern. The quote is about long trips.
Mm.
So not like a trip to the grocery store. That's not worth it. I'm just gonna fucking Instacart it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna place any judgments, but I think that's just a mindset skill issue or something. Like,
skill issue.
Like, one of my buds, when I went to Lithuania, he stopped in Poland, and then something with the airline messed up all his shit, and then he came in super late. But overall, the month-long time spent in Lithuania was amazing versus that, like, one day of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Or another person lost all their luggage on the way to Lithuania, and then with insurance, I guess, they were able to buy themselves new shit.
Nice.
I don't know, that's just like the few anecdotes I can think of right now. Or
it, at some point it just becomes a part of the journey.
Or me and my bud went to Colorado. This was the second time. didn't make any reservations for anywhere. So once we got there, we're like, all right, let's find a place. Found an RV park. We're like, we're not going to stay at an RV park. Storm is coming. So we camp out in my car at like a graveyard, like a memorial place. And that was great. Like, obviously it wasn't the best conditions, but thought of it on the spot. Cooked some ramen, watched Trailer Park Boys in my car while like a whole thunderstorm was above us.
Jeez.
I don't know. It's just like, of course bad things are going to happen, but.
Yeah, right. For sure.
I mean, I guess your family members getting sick isn't the best thing to happen.
Yeah.
But that's like, you're immediately like bending down to the will of not having control over everything. Where as like, you're not supposed to have control over everything, so that's my two cents on that.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, what do you think? Do you agree?
I agree with you for sure.
Oh, with me, not him.
No, yeah, not with, yeah, no. Because the way that, like, he said it, it just, I didn't really have anything to compare it against. So what you were just saying about like the trips and the traveling and those experiences, that all seemed very clear in my head. But I was just thinking, like, what's the opposite of that? And then you brought up spending $400 on Amazon. And that's exactly it. It's like, just the opposite of going on trips and having these experiences is consumerism. And I feel like that is just not the way to go.
Well, I don't know. It's just like, all right, I can spend $3,500 on like a nice like month long trip in
Japan.
Yeah, Japan. And whatever, you experience all that shit. You've never been out of the country once. You get to see this culture, all these building, food, nature, Mount Fuji, everything. Or you spend $3,500 on the Apple Vision Pro. Like, that's up to you at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, it is. It is. It's, and I guess it's just different tastes for different folks.
Because, like, sure, the Vision Pros will be nice, but it's like a phone where you use it over the years and, I don't know, it's like it's either you don't use it a lot as much as like you first started using it, or like you're addicted to it, so you use it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like with the Vision Pros, it's like, I'm guessing it's like a phone where eventually it'll die out. That's just consumerism. It's not meant to live forever.
Right.
Experiences aren't meant to live forever, but that's the point of an experience. It
mm-hmm.
comes and goes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, neither do I. I mean,
I'm not placing any judgment. I just don't agree with that.
Of course, yeah, neither do I. I had a feeling that that would be your take also. So I wanted to hear a little bit about it.
Conflict when you said that? They're like, yeah, you're right.
Not really. I mean, because it had just come off of a story about all the bad things that happened during our trip.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed like a thing that you could just almost not. I don't know exactly how to say it, but it just seemed like, okay, yeah. Like, that's very reasonable that you would say that based off of what we just heard.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how to say what I'm trying to say, but
I understand, though.
Yeah.
With the context of the conversation, it made sense to make that statement.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But, okay. We've had some troubles this episode. And someone who also has had troubles in her life is Arthur.
Arthur Morgan.
You just finished Red Dead.
Yeah.
Talk to the people.
If you haven't played Red Dead 2, then if you're a gamer, go play it. It's an amazing game. I played the first Red Dead when I was like 13 on the PlayStation. I don't remember any of the story. I think I was just too young to really comprehend what was going on, which I hate. Everything I've experienced when I was young, I don't remember, and I hate that. Unless, like, I watch it 400 times, like, over the hedge. Like, that's engraved in my head, or like flushed away.
Flushed away is so good. So good. Dude, that opening scene is legendary when they're in like the big white marble house.
Yep.
So
dancing
good.
With my set. That song is just flushed away for me.
Dude, I mean, Tina Turner became a part of my life because of that movie. Kate says, I haven't seen that.
Intern has not seen Flushed Away. That's okay. It's not that great of a movie, but
no,
it's what we had on DVD. So
yep.
We watched that tons of times.
Yes.
Red Dead 2, amazing experience. I think it's about 80 hours of story. And then I'm in the epilogue right now, and that's about 20 more hours. But
what a grind.
It's literally like video game entertainment that is taken to the max with this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fun to play and you're entrapped into the story. Because from what I've gotten in terms of the fan base is that in the beginning no one was hyped about Arthur. They didn't like know who he was. It was John Marston, the original guy that everyone wanted to play as. But then once you go through the whole story and R.I.P. Arthur Morgan, you just want him to keep living, so you can just mm-hmm. keep playing as him, because he's mm-hmm. such a great charismatic character in the game, because he goes through that epic arc where he's a bad man in the beginning, but then due to life circumstances he turns to good. And I guess depending on how you play, because in that game you can be low honor or high honor, so you can be like good guy, bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from the beginning, because it affects your ending as well.
Ooh.
But I didn't know that. I just did good guy things throughout the whole story. And I don't know, it just made me love the character a lot more.
That's awesome.
I guess, spoiler alert, he gets... Oh, you don't want it? Are you going to play the game?
I don't know. I'll say that I would like to, but I don't know if it would ever really be something that I commit to.
It's a commitment.
It's
unless you're like a maniac that can play 1 hour a day and be fine with that.
I'm on that boat. I mean, I do that.
Okay. Because with me, with that game, I had to do like 3 hour sessions.
3 hours.
What had to is a hard, harsh word to say.
Mm-hmm. Is there missions? Like,
yeah. Okay. It's like GTA.
Okay.
Where you have the main story mission, and then you can go off and do these side missions, because they have random occurrences or random strangers. So let's say you just finish the story and you're like, okay, I'm going to head into town and see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And then these question marks show up. So you go and see, and there's these like random things, like an author wants you to take pictures of these gunslingers around the country and like get their stories, but you end up just shooting all of them because they hate you. But that's not that big of a spoiler, but just like that random storyline, or this one photographer, you just meet him in the woods, and then it's like, oh, can you help me take a picture of this guy? And then he gets attacked by animals, so you have to save him. Or you go to Saint Denis, which is like New Orleans, like, it's like not a replica, but it's supposed to represent New Orleans.
Mm.
And the first time you go into there, you're like, holy shit, this is like a town. Like, I'm going to a tailor trying to get some new clothes, and some guy bumps into me and steals $300. So I'm like, what the hell? So I chase him through the streets. It's just so fun.
Dude, sounds awesome.
I'm in the middle of like watching these like video essays about Red Dead, just because like I want to keep experiencing it now that I'm done with the story.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because they go into so much detail. There's like different gangs or different like unsolved mysteries in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. Yeah, I won't spoil it for you, I guess.
Okay. I appreciate it.
But the thing is, it was hard for me to avoid it. Like, I already knew something happened, and then in the middle of playing a game, like, you know, I'll scroll and then I read a caption for a millisecond and I just get spoiled.
Yeah.
So
yeah, once you start getting interested in something, or then and you start consuming that content, then you know you're just, it's bound to happen where you're gonna get spoiled.
Especially when it's 4 years, 5 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great game.
Awesome. Do you have anything next on the list to play?
No, I'm not that big of a gamer, so mm-hmm. I'm pretty surprised and satisfied just with Red Dead.
Sweet.
I just don't like spending that much time playing a game.
Yeah. Definitely feels like there's better things to do. But there's also something
I get this gamer guilt. Like, yeah. Before, when I was younger, I never cared. I never gave a shit. But now, like, when I play a game, it's like, well, I just wasted this time. It was fun. It was mm-hmm. great fun. Red Dead, I'm glad I experienced it. Because mm-hmm. I don't usually ever play a game. The only next game I'm thinking that would be is the new Elder Scrolls.
Ooh.
Or maybe GTA 6.
Very nice.
But that's a maybe.
That's a maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Can we take a pause real quick?
Mm-hmm.
What are on the bathroom?
Okay. Are you playing Pokemon? Nice. See that I got Animal Crossing on sale?
Oh, you could have just asked Matt an extra copy.
Well, then we came home, and the Switch is my brother's, not mine. So when I loaded it up, I saw that Animal Crossing was already on there. So she's been waiting this whole time to play. Meanwhile, it's been on the Switch this whole time. So we returned that, and now she's super excited to play it.
Oh, it's like, that's the hard part of like Animal Crossing. So during COVID, I got it, and then my parents both got hooked. So I played Animal Crossing with both my parents, and then I got Liam to like play. He played it for like a week, and he's like, "This is stupid," and then just stopped playing. But, like, when my parents got home from work, I mean, it's just, like, something leisurely that you're not, like, thinking about it. So they got super into it. I was more so surprised that my dad was, like, willingly playing it. But he just, like, the fishing aspect of it. Because once she gets further along, besides, like, having, like, a little tent, you can, like, build a house and, like, all that stuff. Tim Nook is a crook, though. I don't like him. Tom Nook. Can't stand him.
All right, I'll tell Celia to look out for him.
Well, he's going to keep stealing her money for every little thing. But it gets, like, so extensive, and it's, like, keep doing more things. You gotta build a museum. You gotta, like, a whole community. You gotta get, like, villagers. But tell her to be very picky about the villagers. There's, like, a whole, like, website to, like, go through the different villagers and, like, what they bring. Because that's very important. But, yeah. I, like, was a big, like, Animal Crossing, like, fiend during COVID.
Okay.
Celia started playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, nice. The one on the Switch?
Yeah.
Sweet. Which one's that called? New Horizons?
Yeah, I think Animal Crossing New Horizons.
I enjoyed that game also.
Liar? You played it for a week.
I enjoyed it. I didn't... The level that you and your mom and your dad were on for that game... I've not been on that level for many things. Like, Rocket League, I've been that addicted, and Pokemon.
But for them, it was more so, like, it was a leisurely activity that they were, like, able to come home to after work. Mm-hmm. I had to, like, fight my parents for the Switch.
Oh, I mean, you guys got a second, like, Switch because of that reason,
right? Yeah, we had
a
second Switch. Not even because of, like, that, but because they realized that you can't both play on two different Switches, so that was, like, a dumb thing on their part. But my dad got, like, a farming game, because my dad, he had sinus surgery during COVID time also, and so he couldn't really do anything, so he was sitting downstairs instead of watching, like, farming videos. He would sit there with the Switch, and he would, like, just, like, do, like, this tractor game where he was just, like, baling hay and stuff.
Farming and sim?
Yes.
Oh, I love that game.
The one who got him into that was Ryan. Ryan got a Switch just specifically for that reason.
That makes sense. Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
like,
those
leisurely, you don't have to worry about.
Those are. I feel like I've played games like that.
But it's one of those things where it's like you don't have to think about what you're doing. You're just
farming sim. You kind of got to think.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
You got to know when to fertilize, when to harvest. What
my dad
to buy.
Tried to explain that game, and I was like, I don't understand.
That's.
One thing about Red Dead that I loved was the nature aspect of it. Because what you can do is, like, look at any animal and study it. And it just, like, it updates your journal. Be like, 1 out of 400 animals discovered. So it's like, oh, cool. So I'm just like, I go into nature and there's, like, the fishing aspect of it. You can catch these legendary fishes all across the map. Giant sockeye salmon, bass, large smallmouth, pickerel.
Nice.
I rock love pickerel. Bass. Pike, muskie, yeah, just insane. And like that nature part of it is so fun because like I knew I had to go to this lake to find a fish, so I went there and my guy was hungry, so like I hunted like a deer, cooked him up like campfire by the lake, and then I was like, all right, I'll sleep till the morning and then I'll start fishing. It's like a foggy morning, so it's like pretty eerie and like cool. Just like, all right, I go fish. Nice, nothing. Or you gotta have these like different reels. It's not that hard. Like you just pick like lake, river, swamp, lure. But this like one time I was down in like the Texas part of the map and I was hunting for largemouth bass. And holy shit. So I'm in this one area going probably for like 10 minutes. I'm like, where is this? And then you can kind of see like bubbles in the water to know where the fish is. And I see this lone bubble like farther away. I was like, oh, I haven't gone there. Let me go fish in that spot. I cast the reel and then I just see a little blurb of it like pop out. It looks huge. I'm like, oh, that's it, baby. Come on, hook, hook. I hooked it, I'm like, and holy shit, it's probably,
I mean, large mouth, 14?
40 pounds.
40 pounds? Well,
legendary. Yeah, legendary. True. It was fucking huge. Like, I'm like, how the hell did I pull that up? But
Texas is known, like, in real life for their massive largemouth bass, like, double-digit pounders get pulled out of there regularly. They have so much time to grow. Because it's warm all year.
Yeah.
They're just constantly massive fish.
Just like the randomness of nature, it was just so fun. Like I went camping in the backcountry parts and, you know, I set up camp and then out of nowhere these like, I don't know how, what, they're not redneck, but like, just like this primitive gang, like members like come up behind me and is like, you're in Murphy territory, okay? We could have shot you. And, like, so it's just like, next time, stay out of our, like, territory. They walk away. I get up and I just shoot them both. And then Arthur's like, I'll do what I want.
Yeah. Sick. When you're playing, are you listening to anything? Or, like, watching anything?
No, I get immersed.
Immersed. That's awesome. Few games have gotten me that immersed.
Maybe, like, there was a time where like I was like traveling to a far place or whatever, so I'll turn on a YouTube video, but
yeah,
but then something random happens, so I just pause the video and then I pay attention.
Yeah, awesome. Did you play The Witcher 3?
I tried to play it and then I got bored.
Okay, does it feel similar to that?
It's different.
So it's
just, I mean, imagine it's, GTA,
it's by like, Rockstar, right?
Yeah, so imagine it's GTA but like country,
dude.
And then
I don't have time for this. We're supposed to be growing the pillbox.
Yeah. It'll eat away time.
Yeah.
And then there's like the horses aspect to it. I immediately like just looked up how to get like some of the best horses. And there's this one mission you can cheese where it's part of the cutscene, but then as soon as you end the cutscene, the rare horse like runs off to the distance, so you have to position your horse at the end of the cutscene so that you can jump on it and then chase after it to catch it.
Oh.
I spent like half an hour. Well, it took me like 10 tries to get it because it could disappear if you don't get to it in time.
Yeah.
But then bucking, which is like you have to tame it, like jump on it and it's going to try to take you off. Well, it's a fast fucking horse. So it took me 30 minutes to finally be able to like, because you got to jump from your horse onto it and then buck it.
Jeez.
I was just like spending the whole day, in-game day, like just running around the map, like chasing it. And then it almost got ran over by a train, and I was like, fuck. It was so scary.
Wild.
But.
Wild stuff.
Called him S'more.
S'more? Was he like white and
oh, wait.
Brown?
Did I call him S'more? Yeah, blue and white with like dots.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I had a black and white horse. I called him Spot.
Uh-huh.
Ran over by train. So
no!
I got this other horse and called him S'more.
Running over. Damn.
It was sad.
Yeah.
It didn't get run over. There was a train and there was a guy I was getting. And my horse was right next to the train. Took a step to the right, clipped, dead horse.
Oh. Damn.
I was like, fuck, I have my horse reviver. It won't work. It's dead. No, but great fun game.
Great fun game. It's awesome.
I think it'd be a great game if you're, like, feeling sick or, like, get down with the flu.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do anything else.
Yeah. I broke my toe. Oh.
By a leech?
Yeah. The beta boys.
You broke your toe? And
broke,
what?
I broke my toe, and then I spent, like, 3 days playing Spider-Man, and I grinded to the end of Spider-Man, and ended up beating that, and there's a possibility that I get Spider-Man 2 here soon, on PS5,
that'd
which be would
fun.
Be a lot of fun, because that first game was fantastic.
For me, I'm looking for closure with Red Dead. I'm at like 84% completion, so I'm going to try to get to 100%.
Nice.
That's not just finishing a story. It's like doing like side stuff, like rob a train, do this, do that. And once I get that, I'll get my closure, and then just stop, like with the game.
Yeah, and then
people like do multiple playthroughs to it.
Oh,
if I didn't have a girlfriend and like nothing else to do, then maybe I would do that. But
yeah,
I'm not gonna spend all my time.
No. Playing. No, the Sigma grind set just simply does not allow us to. Game like that.
Sigma grind stuff.
Dude, you got anything else?
No.
Neither do I. I think we can call it there.
Okay. Thanks for watching Grandma's Pillbox. Hope you enjoy the audio, the content, and check us out for a special episode coming up after this one.
Yep. Make sure to check out the merch. It's linked in our link tree. We love everybody who gets it. And bye-bye. Oh my God.